Good morning, Rabboisai! Le'ilu nishmas imi miros yirzbos Mordechai, the Parnas HaChodesh, Shmuel Yecht, in honor of David Zlatnik, F200, Akiva Solkowitz, F94, Shalom Rand, F202. These guys are going to love today's sugya. It's all about Bosar. Shalom Rand sent me a picture of Shabbos of a platter of meat. He's here in Eretz Yisrael. You see the background, it's in Yerushalayim. Platter of meat, like, where do you get? It says he brought it in from America. Like, different, all these different types of meat, just for Shabbos. They live it. Ah. Shmuley Davidowitz. I think that's what it is, right? Where's Yeshua? Davidowitz. B202. And the official, 8 minute daf, Yomi Committee. By Eli Berman, Schlissel Berman, in memory of my father, Ze'ev ben Yaakov Shimon Ziyartzai. He's looking down, he's very proud to know. So look at this. Then he added this. He says like this. It's a big schos for the neshama of Ze'ev ben Yaakov Shimon, who's shepping nachas, that we're all learning the daf together. My father was very into shalom, that everyone get along, and be no machloikis. We're one big family like MDY. Rebelli, thank you. Eli Schlissel, Chala Berman. Sruli Berman on the plane. Yankee Berman, King Recruiter of MDY. Yitzi Shulovitz, Chesky Lerner, Shai Klatanik, Israel Aaron, Svi Klatanik, and Mati Berman, my youngest son. All learning with MDY and all grandchildren of Ze'ev ben Yaakov Shimon. It's unbelievable. What a mishpacha. Here. The best picture he was able to send me is of me. And I guess there's a Berman somewhere in here. This guy. And here is the Rosh HaMishpacha, the baker himself. It's unbelievable. Ganze Mishpacha. Okay. Lee Einhardt. Yaakov Herber. Lili Nishmas, my mother. Brocha Chaya Basia Basrib Chaim. Your side on Sunday. Mayor Planka, who was here last night. Givaldika guy from Toronto. You know, he says that there's about 50 guys in Toronto in the Chabura there. So we go to Toronto. Here he is. Mayor Planka. Shalom Aleichem, Mayor. Here, get over here. Come say hello to the island. Lili Nishmas, the Yartzai, my Zaydi, Moshe ben Alexander, wishing Reb Eli and the whole MDY team and Chabura a wonderful Yontav. Shkoyach Meir, Shalom Aleichem. Here, let's hug it out. Shkoyach. Say hello to the Toronto Chabura. Okay, Givaldi. Bayitzi Nach Volger, Refor Shlema for Chaim Menachem ben Rochel Fredo. Refor Shlema for Aaron Yosef ben Sara ben HaChacham and Noam Shlita. I know this guy very well. Nahum. We're not going to say who it is, but Bezer Shem should be out of the hospital before Sukkos. Rabbi Yisai, real quickly, first of all, Tamar is Yontif. So I just wanted to remind the Olam and explain a little bit, because people have a difficulty with this. MDY has a koil with 10 guys, but it's really our koil. It's not just, MDY and a koil. The koil is a daf yomi koil. And the koil helps the shir, because I learn with them, I discuss the sugi with them, they throw ideas, we go for at least an hour a day. So the koil is our koil, and if anybody wants to be mishtatev, people are already mishtatev, we want to give them. They are doing, like I said, a 600 daf test. 600 daf from Brachas Daf Beis. That's incredible. Think about 600 daf, a test. And also, so they work really hard. They memorize the dafim. So if anyone wants to be mishtatev, all you have to do is get in touch with Daf Baramad, to Yosef, send in the money, just allocate it to the kailo. Now, we've got to talk about this, the Gemaras. Big, big stuff. Again, if you bring a friend, you get the one and only Art Scroll edition, the MDY Art Scroll edition. I believe there's already 85 of us Chevra, that got new people to come. 85. I myself tried. I need to get one of these Gemaras. And it might be nice to me. You cannot just buy it. Nope. Can't buy it. You have to bring a friend. There's no way to get it. The only way to do it, so that's why I'm a little worried that the Nassau is not going to give me a Gemara. So I started recruiting. I told this guy, there's an amazing shir, the great Maggid shir, and he says, who it is? I said, me. I said, he said, walked away from me. I'm a shugana, talking about himself again. Chaim Lowenstein brought a guy in, Alexander Brenner, Shmuel Bernhau. Shmuel Bernhau brought one. Akiva Solkowitz, F94, Pesach Waxman, your Pesach, Rip Pesach Waxman. David Zlatnik, Shalom Aleichem. He finally got a guy. Guy doesn't do anything. Sits around all day, doesn't bring anybody in. Finally, oh, here he is. Now he's like the head, the guy. How many guys is David? He came with the 30 Gemaras to the Siyum. He gave out 30 Gemaras, David. Simcha Lichter. David Cantor, Jay Nathanson. Oh, I have a picture of Jay. He brought. I didn't realize this. Okay, I'm just reading this for the first time. But Jay Nathanson, picture of him on the train. So he brought a guy. Maybe it's this person right over here. It's a woman. I don't know. Okay. Mordechai Sapoznik. We know who that is. Aaron Waltush, Avromi Gross, Mendy Eisenberg, David Norowitz. Kasriel Silver, Penny Peretz, Yochanan Itzkowitz, Ari Lehman F 249. Ari Lehman F 249. Is there more? I don't know. Oh, here we go. Yisrael Frudenberger, whatever. You'll have to figure it out. David Vandeveld, Itan Barev, Mark Siegelman, Yishkoyach for all. Glenn Ackerman at the famous Esrik store, Noam Fix, who's here every day basically, but he goes once a year to America to sell us Reugim, supporting MDY. I mean, the Chever from MDY. Wow, we have no time for emails. So boys, if you want to get one of those free Gemaras and you want to, what do you have to do? You have to go to growtheshear.com if you want the Gemara, and you tell your friend to go to joindafyomi.com. Joindafyomi.com. They go there, they get a free Gemara with the logo on it, but they don't care about the logo yet because they're not part of the show. But we do care about the logo. And fine. Depends how long he's off the derech. Yaakov Sitra, no. He's part of it. Stop it. No. Hello, Rebelli. I want to tell you how much you've changed my life to appreciate and enjoy learning so much more. I started learning with you from the beginning of Sukkos, which I made a siyum on. I enjoyed so much as it makes learning exciting, fun, and not some boring maggid shiur. I find myself learning random times of the day, which I would have never done before. I also look forward to your shiur and do chazar every day, every night. I personally want to thank you for all you do. By the way, I daven for Yom Kippur. And ask Hashem, unbelievably, Shkoyach, I really appreciate it. And ask Hashem to give you the strength and ability to keep giving your awesome share, then Hashem should give you and your family all the best for you, for all you do for Klal. Thanks, Anonymous. How do people have time for this? Think about other people doing Shemoneh Esrei. Amazing. Shkoyach Gadol. Avi bought Psichel and Ila, and he had the entire MDY Chabur in mind. He told me so right before. Shkoyach Avi, you'll see big changes. Aaron Meislik, after learning that the money spent for Shabbos and Yontif is not calculated in the yearly intake since it's paid back, my wife got to know about that and was wondering if this deal works as well for clothing. Before I had a chance to answer, she's out shopping, all in the name of Shabbos and Yontif, and she's definitely going Beis Shammai style. Yeah, that's the Chofetz Chaim for Shalom Bayis. But no, there's no problem before she learns this halacha. He comes home and he opens his mouth. I hope this ends well, he says. On this note, thank you for giving me a daily cheshik and learning and a gemar chasim a toiva. Aaron Meislik, Yishkoyach. Oh, we got to read this one. H-O is Mendy Greenblatt. I guess it means who, if you know who wrote this, no shilas here. This is from Yossi. The stress relief bill from Superior Plumbing Supply. Hi, Rebelli. It's right before Shabbos. I don't have an extra minute, but I have something to tell you. I cannot wait. You said you don't know who Mendy is, if it is Hasidish or not. Look, I don't know either, but I can tell you what he's for sure. He's a true Lamed Vuv Tzaddik. Working around the clock, taking care of a ton of phone calls. T-U-N-E. A ton of phone calls. Since we established the phone number where people can call in to sign up for free gemuras, I'm not going to spell that one, G-M-A-O-R-A-S, he already registered close to 100, I can't make fun of him, he's such a tzaddik, this guy, mamash, memes, tzaddik, he's a lamed vav. So 100 people, you hear this? They have this phone, he decided that chassidim, they don't have smartphone. So he started a real phone, one of those old, you know, those things that you call people on. So they did that. Since I have the mic in the hand, I want to tell you about another Lamed Vav Tzadik, Shmuley Rosenberg. He's putting in a tremendous amount of hours. Last but not least, I hope this is spelled correctly, he writes in parentheses. I'm not joking. But he did. Last but not least, Mark Ashkenazi, always on the front of any mitzvah that needs to be taken care of, working the financial part, making sure the money's taken care of. These are the quiet ones who don't get any big attention, working hard behind the scenes. Hashem should bless them all with bruchas said in the Torah. Thanks, your belly, for all you do. YK Muncy, Yossi Klein, Shkoyach Gadol. Okay, we're done for today. This will have to wait. Moira Veraboisai, today is Daf Yutes, in Mesechtes Beitzo. We're holding the second line down. Tan Rabban. Kli Shenitma Merivyon. So yesterday we're discussing perfect timing, Ruvain. We just finished the emails. We just discussed yesterday how Yinad, Alana, Bitoival, a Kli in the Mikvah Yontif. So, Kli Shenitma Merivyontif. If this Kli became Tomei before Yontif, Eimad Bilan, I say Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes, the famous suffix in all of Shas. We don't even know what Bein Hashmoshes. When it's a suffix, if it's night or day, so Memela, if on the Tzad that it's night, we're not even going to go there. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a Keherifayin, it's a split second. Otherwise, it could be up to 9 minutes. The whole entire Bein Hashmoshes could last for 9 minutes. The point is, we don't know if it's night or day, and if so, it might be night. And if it's night, it's already Yontif, and you can't be Toivel Kli on Yontif. Don't be Toivel Kli, Bein Hashmoshes. What's going on here? Reb Shimon Shizuri Oimer, Af Becholim Abil Yosoy. Why are you telling me a Chiddush of Erev Yontif? It might be Yontif. I'll tell you something else. If it's just a regular weekday, nothing to do with the Yontif, it's Tuesday evening, and you want to be Toivel Kli and it's Bein Hashmoshes, we don't allow you, we stop you. Why? The famous halacha, and there's a pasuk here, I'll pull it out earlier than necessary. There. This is a two psukim. Uba Hashemesh v'tahir. When the sun goes down, then you become tar. You can go to the mikveh 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's suspended, your tefillah. You're somewhat tar for chulin, but you're not completely tar for truma. When do you become completely tar? Uba shemesh. V'achar. And afterwards, yoichem and hakachim. For kachim, you have to wait until harav shemesh. So this guy is going to the mikvah to be toivel his kli at Bein Hashmoshes. So you have to assume that, why is he going now? What happened? He's going now because he wants to chaperain before nightfall. But it's already night. It might be night. And he's not going to chap. He's going to think he was yoytzes tefillah and he's going to use it. He's going to wait until after shkia and then he's going to use his kli. But he doesn't have a harav shemesh. He has to wait another 24 hours until there's a complete harav shemesh the next day. Today's too late already because it's as if he's tevil it at night. If a guy goes to the mikvah, tevil is kli, 9 o'clock at night. There's no harav shemesh. He has to wait till the following day night and then he can use it. So if it's Bein Hashmoshes, it's like 9 o'clock. I don't know when it is. I don't know if it's night or day. So any day of the year, you have to stop this guy and tell him, don't go. Hey, you're not allowed to be tevil. Because you're assuming he doesn't know what's going on. You're assuming that he thinks that it's daytime and he's just going to wait a half an hour until nightfall and then he's going to use the kli. What's going on here? What? Everybody agrees to this idea. I saw these Tamil Chacham discussing this. We're discussing a case, whether or not I could decide by the way he's acting. What is he doing? This guy's running. You see a guy running to the mikvah. Why is he running? Well, so you understand. You chap. He's running because he knows the halacha. He knows that he has to get there before shkia, before nightfall. So you don't have to worry about him. What's the case? He's holding on to a kli to be toivel. And he runs during Mishmas. He knows the halacha. Just he's a little late. No. So by the time he gets to the mikveh and he looks around, it's already ben hashmashes. I can't use this kli for another 24 hours. Why is he running? He's a talmid chacham. He knows the halacha. Umar sovar machmas malachdu dekorod. The fact that a guy's running means nothing. Maybe he's running to get back to work. He's a busy man. Nothing to do with the halacha. V'amir elohu anna. So Rabbi says, and I told these guys, these talmid chacham discussing in yeshiva. If the guy's running, no. We could assume 95% of people running. You see these guys, right, with the towels and the guys going, they know what they're doing. Kulei amalei pligi, then he knows the halach. Ki pligi, ki goin, di itame v'pokos mecha adasho. So, where's my thing? Oh. This is a sheretz. It's not alive. I had a horror yesterday. Somebody told me that it looks alive, my sheretz, in the other picture. This is dead, okay? Pretend he's dead, like this. Sheretz is metame. But how much? So it goes like this. The whole Torah is kezias, really. Most things in the Torah. A dead person, the size of an olive. But a sheretz is special. It could be metame b'chadasha, like a lentil. Much smaller. So we're talking about a guy that's an Amoritz. He comes to ask a dumb question that every person that learns Daf Yomi knows. He says, what happens if a sheretz, tiny piece of a mouse, less than a kadasha touched my kli? Does it become tummy or not? So since he's not 100%, he's a shtikl Amoritz. He's not 100. So who doesn't know this halacha kadasha? Me. Okay, besides me, all the other time of the Chum and all this stuff. Can you believe you learned that time of the Dash? It's very rare that in those days they didn't know. Like, everything was Tumantara. Everything. You know that they had a hotel for women? They used to ship them off to hotels. They used to, Tame, stay over there. Don't come next to our food, because if you're home, you're going to touch this, you're going to touch that. Just go over there. And they wore special clothing. Said, I am Tame clothing. I mean, their whole life was about Tum and Taira. We have no clue. We're all Tomei. We don't even, what? Bedachlama. That's after they give birth. Before they give birth, they have kids. Then the Bedachlama, half the year. Where's your wife? Okay, fine. He comes to ask a question. Sheretz, by the way, there's another chart here for Sheretz. Let me show you. It's the famous Sheretz chart, if you're new to this. These are the Shmoyne Shrotzim. If you are new to the Shir, which one of these Shrotzim is the classic Sheretz? So you think you're not new to the Shir. You need to know this. The lizard, this guy, is the Sheretz, not the mouse. And once he's mentioned it, Tzav in Hebrew means a turtle. So I put an X on it. It's not a turtle, Tzav. L'chayr, according to most Rishonim, is a toad. Not a frog, a toad. Okay, fine. But that's the Shmoyne Shrotzim. These are special, they have special tuma, b'kadasha. Because he's an Amoritz, and he doesn't know the shear of a kadasha, of a sheretz, so he doesn't know that, what? Dead. Right, okay, fine. Let's go back to this. I wasn't going to put, and these are such beautiful, colorful pictures, I wasn't going to put dead Shrotzim. These are all dead. If they're not dead, okay, here we go. You ruined the picture. Okay, that's how they are. They need to be dead. Yes, thank you. I thought everybody understood that. No, a live animal does not give off tuma. A live human being could have be tummy. A live animal can never be tummy. When they're dead, they're tummy. So, but yeah, it's a good aura. We got to remember it. But for the picture purposes, I'm going to start. I have a good dead mouse picture. You know, it's a cartoon. This, but you can't put in a hedgehog, dead hedgehog cartoon. Nobody drew that thing. Okay. But the other man says, listen, Har Shemesh, like I just showed you, and there's another pasuk. Hanagia ben Evlaso Yitma the Arev. This idea of Harif Shemesh, of you need the sun down, that's in the Torah. So even Amaritzim, they know about Harif Shemesh. They just don't know shiurim. They didn't go to yeshiva, so they don't know. It's possible that a guy doesn't know about a kadasha, but he knows about Harav Shemesh. Okay. Now, done. New sugya, new masechta. It says in the Mishnah, umadbilim migav agav. On yantif, you could be toivol something from one reason to another reason. If you were toivol something for A, you can go ahead and be toivol for B. What does that mean? Turn on bonar. Keitza migav agav. In other words, very, very simple. He has a kli that he was going to press grapes and he put it in the mikvah. So is this thing tar? 1000%. The next day he decides, oh, but I don't want to do grapes, I want to do olives. So for some strange reason, he goes back to the mikvah to be tovel it. Now it's a mistake. He doesn't have to. But because he didn't do anything, he didn't accomplish anything, so it's allowed on yantif. The only time you're not allowed to be toivel a kli on yantiv is if it looks like you're fixing something. But he didn't fix anything. It's already fixed. It's already tar. You're allowed to take a tar kli and put it in a mikvah yantiv. It's tar. That's what happened. He took, for whatever reason, this guy thought that if he had the wrong machshava, he took the machshava idea to a whole new extreme. That when you go to the mikvah and you put it in the mikvah, you have to think about what you're going to do with the kli. It's a mistake. Same mistake. And for wine, for oil and oil for wine. Isa, you could do it. You don't need to be toivel again. But if you were toivel again, you're not over anything even if you did on yantav. That's what it says. You're allowed to put it in the mikvah again on yantav if that's what you want to do. It makes you feel better. I'll pick Kabbalah. There's something about being toivel for the thing. Fine, do it. No, you don't have to machshava. You put in the You put it, you already were toivelet, l'shem tvila. Just you didn't think you're going to do it for graves. No, you don't have to have that. Kesem chabur l'chabur. What does it mean? You went to another chabura? Yeah? A guy, a carbon pesach, you eat in a group. You decide you want to be in this group, you can go to another group. So if you went to the mikvah, he was toivelet because he thought he's going to go with one group, then he went to another. Same idea. It's a mistake. But he wants to be makbid and put it in the mikvah again. He's allowed to do it even on yantav, where typically you're not allowed to be toivel kli on yantav. Over here, since the kli is tar, you're permitted. Says the Halakha Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel. Where's Akiva? What's the name? Brian of Asante Dvar says Akiva, Baal Peh. I don't have to put in my Gemara anymore. I'll just ask you, what's the next one? That one you don't know. You better look it up, man. What? It's not that new. I just forget it all the time. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi, Sukkot is coming up tomorrow. Mashiach comes today. We need to know, what do we have to bring tomorrow? We had the kasha on Pesach. Sukkot is a little different. Not very different, a little different. Everybody must bring Shalmi Chagiga. You have to bring a Shalmi Chagiga. Every kid in your family, bring that sheep, $500 a person. It's a lot more expensive than Ezra, I can tell you that. Now, there's other Shlamim. Shalmi Simcha is also a Shlamim. Shlamim means that you shecht it. Some of it goes on the Mizbech. A very small part goes on the Mizbech. The rest you get to eat. Everybody must bring a Shalmi Chagiga. So there's millions of Jews, millions of Korbanos. Shalmi Simcha is especially the Samachta B'Chagecha of the Yontav of Sukkot. The Samachta B'Chagecha is tomorrow. The hardest mitzvah in the entire Samachta B'Chagecha. To be happy in the entire Sukkot, not to be upset at your wife, not that. Okay. The Shalmi Chagiga, if you run out of meat, you have to bring a carbon on Yontav. You have to bring a carbon, you have to eat on Yontav. And you have to be Samech B'Yontav. So you have to bring another one. But you're not Mechut. What if you have leftover? What if you're a single person and you had one sheep? And the last you all yantav, you don't have to bring this guy. But just in case you run out of meat, you bring this guy. And shalmi nedava is if you want to bring in a dub. That's nothing to do with yantav. This is just a regular shlamim you want to bring as an adab. Okay. So bishalmi say, mevim shlamim ve'ein soimchim aleim. Every time you bring a carbon, there's a mitzvah to lean with all your might, with all your weight on the animal's head. But you can't do that on yantav. Why can't you do it on yantav? Because you can't use an animal on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to ride an animal. You can't put your weight on the animal. If the animal slips out, you're going to fall to the floor. That means that the animal is holding you up. You're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. It's a shvus. It's this is the Rabbanim. Avaloi oilois. Okay, so now let's talk about oilos. On Sukkos, you must bring a oilas re'iya. Okay, so now we have two korbanos you have to bring. Shami chagiga, oilas re'iya. You bring an oila, no matter what. Every zachar brings an oila. Oilas re'iya, four yantav, every yantav. Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos. Now there's other oilas. Every single day we do a tamid, it's an oila. Every Shabbos, Rish Chodesh, Rish Musaf, that's an oila. And then there's an oila sandava. If I want to bring an oila and I'm not going to eat any of it, it all goes in the Mizbech, that's an oila sandava. So these are the type of oilas, these are the type of shlam. Says the Mishnah, Avaloi oilas. You cannot bring an individual, your private oila, on Yantif. So that's machlaik. Beisil say no. Mevim shlam and violas. You could bring both. Besoimchen aleim and you do smich. So they argue on two things. First of all, you can put all your might on it. You soimach. And the other thing is you bring shlamim and oilas. You even bring an oila on yantav. Says the Gemara. Omer ulah. Machlaik is b'shami chagiga lismich. In. This is the first, remind me, Leiby says this is the first machloikis of all time. What, that in the Shmuel Nasar thing? Oh. Where is it? Where we learn prayers? Okay. Omar Ula, machloikis b'shamei chagiga lismoich. So Ula says like this. The whole machloikis is only on a shlamim. Which shlamim? The shamei chagiga. The one that we have to bring on Sukkos, whether or not you lean on it, and then another machloek is va'ilas ri'ah likarev. When do you bring this one? Could you bring a oilas ri'ah on yantif? That two machloekesin smicha leaning on this. When do you bring this as a karban? Does this push off yantif oilas ri'ah? Do you just wait the chalamayit or something? Says the Gemara. The Bisham is Arabi Vichagoy Simoisi Chag Lashem. Is Lashem. Chagigo in Oilas Riyah Loi. Ubisil Sarvi Lashem, call the Lashem. Anything that's Lashem, even the Oila, you bring it. Avon and Adar and Adava is the Rakol and Kriyam Biyantav. It's not Lashem. This is your own thing that you decided has nothing to do with Hashem commanding you, so you don't bring a neder and a dava on Yantav. V'chein Amar Rav Adar Bar Hava, he also agrees, neder and a dava is ein kreven by Yantav, you don't bring neder and a dava. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, le'nechlegu be'sham v'yisil ala oila, she'eno shel Yantav, she'eno kreva by Yantav. There's no machlokes be'sham v'yisil. Everybody agrees that a oila that doesn't belong in Yantav, you don't bring in a yantif. Okay. Va'al shlamim sheim shel yantif shekreven biyantif. There's no machlokes in those two. When the shlamim belong to yantif, the chagiga, you bring in a yantif. Amar nechleku. Where's the machlokes? Al oila shehi shel yantif va'al shlamim sheinim shel yantif. So you see over here. I'll just put it over here to make it easy. Shlamim sheim shel yantif. If the shlamim does not belong to yantif, what is it? Is it? Shalmi, I don't know what. Any shlam that's not part of Yantav. Or even a shalmi simcha, it's not part of Yantav. If you don't have meat, whatever. Shev shi Yantav. Nidava. Shebe shalmi oimrim lo yavi. Obe sil oimrim yavi. So here's the machlaikis. Einam shal Yantav. Machlaikis. But the problem is that according to Ula, everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel agree, you don't bring it. And over here it says, Yavi. Beis Hillel say, Yavi. You do bring a shlamim that doesn't belong to Yantif. Ula says, you do not. Taritz, so you have to be doichik and now change the wording now. You're going from the blue to the red. Shlamim, she'enam, shel Yantif, likulam aser. It's aser. I mean, that's not the exact wording, but the point is that even according to Beis Hillel, it's going to be aser. Where over here we said, that according to Misil, it's mutter. Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Leinach Leivishan Misil Haloyla Ushlamim She'enam Shayantiv She'enam Kreivim. Everybody agrees you don't bring it. We're going to be doichik the lashon to fit in Taula. Amanachigu Haloyla Shishal Yantiv. The whole machlokes is the oila that belongs to Yantiv, like oila Sriya. Shemishamay Omerim Loyavi, Omisil Omerim Yavi. Fine. Rav Yosef Amar, why do you have to change words around, make it into the red? Tanoim shekaz ma'alma. What? You don't have enough tanoim in the world? The other tanoim out there. And therefore, Ula found another tana, and he doesn't have to flip anything. You're right. The brisa that says the blue, that's a problem with Ula. But there's another brisa that says red. I don't have to change the blue into red. There's another brisa out there. The sanya shlomim abayim machmazel nebiyantiv. B'shamay oirim soymech aleim me'erev yantiv v'shoychatam biyantiv. U'bisil oirim soymech aleim biyantiv v'shoychatam biyantiv. Okay. Aval nidarim unidavais. Here goes Ula. Turn to that New Testament base. Divrei HaKol ain't kreivim biyantiv. That's Ula. That a neder nidava, something that doesn't belong to the yantiv. Everybody. Divrei HaKol. Kula alma. It's aser. That's a mefurish of braisa. So we have a machlokes in the braisas, and Ula picked one braisa. We just turned to the Yotef Summit Beis, sponsored by the MD White Hillen Group. For all those who need Shidduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas, please join us at hillen.amindaf.com and sponsored by Natan Hushnud, in Schos, my children, Ari Kalev, and Yisrael Yaakov, and Devaira, that they should be both do well in Eretz Yisrael and have a cheshik v'toira mitzvahs in Yira Shomayim. Says Gemara, now we're going to talk about a machlokes. It's going to take a while to develop this machlokes that's similar to the machlokes we just said. The sanya. Great. If a guy has, I don't know how it's going to be in the time of the Samigdash. Me personally, when I fly from America to Israel, I don't say Gaimel. But most people don't agree to that. But let's say you say that you do have to say Gaimel because you cross the ocean. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you'd have to bring a carbon. You'd have to bring an animal. You can't just go 2 seconds. You take a $500 animal, go all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, and bring 40 loaves of bread.
No one's going to be mocked down that Gaimel.
No. Why all? Each person. Each person. Yeah, you have 10 kids. That's 12 animals and 12 times 40. New Rabbi Sai, 12 times 40. That's a lot of bread. A lot of bread you're schlepping. They had a lot of chadayim. How did they bring all the carbon Pesach? All the carbonous Pesach. Millions. Millions. Three mishmaris. It's a logistic nightmare. By the way, Schlissel Berman, he's going to be in business. Rabbi Sai, it's crazy. Imagine 40 breads per person. Now he sells one challah per person. Now he's going to sell 40. No way. No. Anyway, and the whole famous thing, why 40 breads? Because when you have a simcha and you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring all your friends. Because the only way you can finish up the breads, you have to finish it within one day. You have the day and the night. So you have to... You have to invite a lot of people. I don't know how they finish all the breads. If it's a whole family like that, I don't know. Fine. Seminary girls. Very good. You heard what he said? Nice year, Bochum. Seminary girls. There's a lot of truth to that. They could eat you out. It's not shy. Yeah. When you're not looking, you'll never see them eat, but somehow everything on the table disappears. You look away and all of a sudden. Anyway, yeah. What? No. All right. Now I'm red. Oh my gosh. Not repeating the joke, sorry. You have to be in the... Come to the basement. You want any of those jokes? Come to the basement.
I trust Joseph.
He knows how to up the volume. Oh my gosh. They'll shut us down. They'll take us off YouTube. cancel culture. He just made fun of all redheaded seminary girls.
No, they don't care about that. They care about the animals.
You just made fun of the animals. Okay, here. Wow. Okay, Givaldik. Shkoyach. He's getting worried. There's no jokes today. No mice. There's nothing. It's just straight out learning. What's going to be? Shkoyach Avi Factor stepping in. As usual. The Sanya, you should have. You were here last night with his joke with the here in the mikvah. Ooh. Because your stuff is worse than mine. Nachman Seltzer can't print any of my stories. What about yours? It's gone. Like, the Sanya, you did with Chagam Matzis, Mifnei Chomet Shabbat. Now, from the 40 breads, here, oh, we got the pasuk. Beautiful. Who thought about this? Achal is lechem chomet. Yaakov Karbon. Part of the breads, 10 of them are chomets. And if you can't eat chomets on Pesach, so you can't bring the toida. Finished. You can't bring 30 out of the 40. I'm not going to bring only the matzah ones and not the chomets. You have to do it the way it is. So Pesach is out of the question. You can't bring a carbon toida on Pesach. V'loy ba'atzeres and not on Shavuos, mipnei shu yantif. It's a voluntary carbon. You can't bring a voluntary carbon on yantif. Can't be mechal yantif. Now, maybe I should bring it on Chol Hamoed Pesach. No, it's chametz. Ava maybe adam tedase v'chagas sukkos. You can bring it on Chol Hamoed, as the Gemara is going to say in a second. Rabbi, it's amazing. Again, we're talking about sukkos. Dapim about sukkos. This whole omen is about sukkos coming up in a day. And since we're talking about sukkos, I'm super excited about sukkos because for 5 days straight, there's going to be a shir in my house. And yesterday, Bensi Novak came over to me and said, I'm sponsoring Friday breakfast. And he's an unbelievable. They know how to do it in their house. They're going to be cheesecakes, shakshuka. He was described, as he was talking, I was like, man, the water dripping out of my... everything. We're going to have... here he is. This is his son, Shkoyach. And today he's busy at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's sending me, so what color tablecloths and what this and that. It's going to be unbelievable. Bagels from Yerushalayim. He's not masupik with the bagels here. I hope the guy from the bagels is not going out. Holy Bagels is amazing. I'm buying from Holy Bagels. But we have Castel wine every single day on the tables. Sponsored by Simon Jacobs. Cases of Castel wine. I'm not joking around. It's the real thing. I don't know what year.
2022.
He did give me a $500 bottle, Erev Shabbos. I'm not kidding. Magnum, Castel Magnum, 2000. I think it's about $500. It's crazy. How was it? You don't open up a bottle like that, Stam. When he comes over, we'll have to open it. What?
Shabbos is
Stam. It's just him. No, it has to be. No, my brother was here, but my brother doesn't appreciate wine. I don't want to waste it on him. He made have dull on Castel, my brother. He's like, and then he mixes some grape juice in it. I'm sugar now. I'm gonna open a bottle of Castel for him. Crazy.
I'll edit
that out. Fine. So anyways, if anybody wants to come, everybody's invited. I hope we have enough room in the sukkah. I hope 50, 60 people will show up. It'll be fine. There's going to be a chef every single morning, besides on Friday because it's shakshuka, but every morning there's going to be a chef making omelets and pancakes. And I'm going to have coffee and iced coffee and vanilla. I have the slushy machine, the thing. It's going to be unbelievable. Oh, so with breakfast is after davening in B'nai Yeshivas. So it's approximately 10:30. There's a lot of eating and a little learning going on. It's sukkah's atmosphere. It's geshmak in the sukkah. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Fine. If anybody wants to sponsor, we spoke about Kailo. We spoke about Daf. If anybody wants to sponsor breakfast, it's about $500. You can sponsor the breakfast. Meanwhile, I'm sponsoring them. What? And by I'm not accepting sponsorships from anybody that gives a lot of money to the place. Only new people. What? I said. You tell me. What time did I say? That's the cheer. Whatever, we'll give it a few minutes. We'll let them settle down, get there. Oh, what time is cheer? I didn't say. You're right. Reb Chaim, I'm sorry. I don't know. When is it? How did we do last year? I think we grabbed some food. Is what? No. I thought we said 10:30 is cheer. Davening is at 8:30. So when is davening over? No way. With Musaf and Hoshanas and Hallel? On a regular day, it takes an hour here. What are you talking about? No way. Before 10? Okay, so before 10, they're saying. Before 10, we're going to be in there. 10:30 share, okay? 10:30 share. Can we move on? We have 3 minutes to do this whole moment. We'll talk about breakfast later. I'm super excited. That's all I wanted to tell you. Super excited. Next. Wow, that was bad. Reb Shimon Oymer. You probably could erase all that. Shimon Oymer, b'chag ha-matzah, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Right? Says Reb Shimon, the famous pasuk, b'chag ha-matzah, b'chag ha-shavuos, there's a certain order. Pesach, shavuos, sukkos. Kol shabbat b'chag ha-matzah, bo b'chag ha-shavuos, u b'chag ha-sukkos. If it could come on one, it comes on all. V'chol shalei b'chag ha-matzah, since you can't bring a carbon tithe on Pesach, because it's chametz, and in Baba Chaga Shvoiz, Bechaga Sukkos, you cannot bring it on Sukkos either. Reb Shimon Oymer, maybe Adam Tidasa Bechaga Sukkos, you could. V'yaitze b'yidei Chavasai, Mishom Simcha. So now, for this, Shami Simcha, you have to eat meat. What kind of meat? That came from a carbon. What carbon? I don't care. If you bring a Taida, you have leftover meat, Ein Simcha Ela B'basar. Doesn't even say yayin. Basar in those days. So I can bring anything. But it doesn't work. I can't use my carbon taida to be yaitza shalmi chagiga. That's a whole different carbon. Okay. Again, shalmi simcha is to fill in the gaps. I just have steaks. It doesn't matter from what. Shalmi chagiga is a chayva. Red. You have to bring it. Now, where is the machlaikis that we're trying to get to that's similar to our machlaikis? Pshita, of course he can't bring chametz on Pesach. No, it's not chametz yet. It's not Pesach yet. It's Erev Pesach. And you cannot bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach. Why? Because the famous concept that since I have X amount of hours to eat my carbon, but on Erev Pesach, I'm limited to the amount of time I'm allowed to eat chametz until the beginning of the fifth hour. So all my bread is going to go to waste. I'm taking kachim and putting it in the garbage. You're not allowed to do that. You have to give yourself enough time to finish it. So I can't force myself. I can't pressure myself. So that's why I don't bring it on Erev. On Pesach, of course you can't bring it. But even Erev Pesach, I can't bring it. Why can't I bring it on Shavuos? Mipnei Shu Yantif. Kosovar, Nidorim, Unidavois, Ein Kraven Beyantif. Here we go. You see? Here's the machlok. We hold Nidorim, Unidavois, Ein Kraven Beyantif. And a taida, a carbon taida, is what? A Nidava. And you can't bring a Nidava on Yantif. Oh, maybe all of them take those Sukkos. You could bring it on Sukkos when Amas, Ilam Yantif Atzmoi. You can't bring it on the Yantif itself. Armas Veloy Batzer Shvijay Yantif. You can't bring it on Shavuos because it's Yantif. You can't bring it on Sukkos because it's Yantif. Ela b'chol shemayed. Chol shemayed on Sukkos. Gishmak. Mamash. In yonad yoyim. Reb Shimon oymer. Arei hu oymer b'chag ha-matzah, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Kol shebo b'chag ha-matzah, bo b'chag ha-shavuos, u b'chag ha-sukkos. If you can bring it on one, you can bring it on all. V'chol shelo b'chag ha-matzah. Since you can't bring it on Pesach. And bo b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Mask l'rib zeirom. Hashto salusei misaltinon. If I could uproot a tree, says Rashi, from the ground on chalamayid, nidarim nidavis mebayah. I could shecht an animal on yontif, and I could uproot a tree on chalamayid. So I can't shecht an animal on chalamayid. Amar abaya. Yeah, again, you're not allowed to uproot a tree on yontif. But I could shecht an animal on Yantif. So if I could uproot a tree on Chalamayit, of course I could shecht a nether and a dove on Chalamayit. There's no machloikis when it comes to be makriv a carbon. Keep pligi lemegim aloha b'bal ta'acher. Look at this pasuk. It says, ki sidur nether l'ashem l'kecha loisa acher l'shalamayit. If I said I'm going to bring a carbon to dove, I cannot be late. Now what does late mean? How late? One day? A year? How much time do I have? Oh, so that's the three-way machloikis here. Big machloikis. Tanakh Masovar, Sholish Regolim, Omer Achmona. It says in the Pasuk, Sholish Regolim, so it could be Afilu Sholoikis Sidron. Meaning, if you made your nether right over here, let's say, so It's Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. I must bring it by Pesach. I have three Yom Tovim, that's it. Sorry. So it goes like this. No. What I just said is shtiyot. Erase. Goes like this. If a person brought it right over here, he said he's going to bring it over here. So you got to go all the way, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. You have to find this. So Shalai Kitzirah means you have to go, you'll be five Yom Tovim away. You have a long time to bring it. Because you got to go, like the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shalosh Bam Shana Yeragotho, B'chag HaMatzah is B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. So Mela, you have to go 1, 2, 3. I put over here, 1, 2, 3. Reb Shimon Shalai Kitzirah in Shalai Kitzirah. Okay, fine. You're right. Shalai, like I said in the beginning. Tanagamisova Sholish Rigolam Omar Rahmana Fidel Shalik Sidron 1, 2, 3. Reb Shimon Sova Kisidron in Shalik Sidron. It has to be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So Memela, I always have to get to Pesach, Sukkos, Shavuos. So if I was night of the carbon a minute after Pesach, so Shavuos is nothing, Sukkos is nothing, and now I have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So it's possible to have a situation where I'm five Yom Tovim away. Maybe Adam Tadasa Bechaga Sukkos, you bring it on Sukkos. Again, we're talking about Sukkos. Amas. If it's a Chalamayid, then there's no difference between him and the Tanakama. El Biyantif. Oh, and now you see the Machlaikis. Because Sabin Adar Nadav is craving Biyantif. Here is a Mandama that says, you do bring a Neder Nadav on Yantif. And we had before Mandama that says, ain't craving Biyantif. Umayishna Chagasukos denokat. Why does it say Chagasukos in the pasuk when the Torah is already talking about Sukkos in the pasuk beforehand? Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Tamei the Sanya Reb Shimon Oimer Lo Yoimar Chagasukos Shaboy Yekaz Medaber Lomo Nemar Lo Yoimar Sheze Achren. Okay, to tell you Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, it's the last one. That's your chance. The thing is, because if you don't, if your only option is Sukkos, right? You were neither in a thing, so the Torah is telling you it's Sukkos now. You better bring it right now because if you don't, you're gonna have to come to the Beis Hamikdash special. Stam, you're gonna have to make a trip all the way from wherever you live, from Efrat all the way to the Beis Hamikdash. You're there. You're not gonna come on Pesach and bring it because you can't bring it on Pesach. You can't bring it on Shavuos. Might as well do it now. Just two more lines. You hear this? Sukkos is the main guy. Sukkos is what causes, and you bring it on Sukkos. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.